Thank you very much. I will call to order
Everybody.
now. Good morning. I will call to order now the November 28, 2023 Thurston County Land Use Hearing Calendar. I'm Thurston County's Hearing Examiner, Sharon Rice. I am an attorney who works as Hearing Examiner on contract for Thurston and about 13 other governments up and down the I-5 corridor. Pursuant to my appointment as the county's examiner, I have jurisdiction to hear and to decide this project, which is project number 2023-101-504. It is a request for shoreline substantial development permit and shoreline conditional use permit at 2725 Sherm Loop Road Northwest in Olympia. So some introductory instructions, remarks. First, if anyone needs to get my attention, they can call me Examiner Rice or Ms. Rice and let us know how you would like to be addressed when you first testify, please. Today's hearing is being conducted on Zoom, and Zoom is making an audio recording, which is part of the required legal record for this hearing. I do need to make sure all testimony is audible, so I do ask folks to please mute your audio when you're not testifying. Also, make sure your phones or whatever other noise-making things in your environment you can control are controlled, so we can hear everything you have to say when it's your turn to testify. I will ask for Ms. Katie's assistance in making sure that all testimony is recorded and audible as we go forward. Very briefly, the State of Washington Appearance of Fairness statute applies to this and all land use proceedings. It requires me as the decision maker to be free from bias or prejudice. And so I will disclose again, I am not a Thurston County employee. I don't own property or have family or friends who own property anywhere near the subject property, and I have not had conversations with anyone regarding the merits of these applications. And because all of those facts are true, I am capable of issuing an impartial decision in this matter. I want to let you know, if you believe you have grounds to challenge my impartiality, you're required to raise that challenge at your first opportunity, which would be in your testimony today. Looks like we dropped an applicant representative. I hope he's trying to get back into the meeting. I don't think he necessarily needs to hear all these remarks again. I actually think he heard them at the first hearing. In an application for land development, the applicant is the party with the burden of proof. That means the applicant is the party whose responsibility it is to provide evidence that successfully demonstrates compliance with the criteria for permit approval. Although that's true, I will hear from county staff first. I do have questions queued up for them. I also have a couple of questions queued up for the applicant. And then we will see if there's any public comments. I don't believe we have any public in the meeting now, and I don't think we're expecting any, but if we get any public, they will be allowed to testify. And then if there is public comment, staff and the applicant will have a chance to respond. So it does look like we have potentially one person actually in the meeting. After we hear those responses, we'll be done with the hearing. There'll be a last call for any relevant testimony, and then I will close the record and take the matter under advisement. I am required by county code to issue a written decision 10 business days from the close of the record. Please understand that in virtual hearings, I do hold the record open for 2 business days to allow for post-hearing written public comment from any members of the public who attempted to participate but were unable to do so because they had technology problems. That means today's the 28th, the record will close on the 30th. If we did receive post-hearing public comment, staff and the applicant would be requested to respond in writing, and they would also have 2 business days to do so. There will be therefore a schedule of when the decision is due, and I will go over those dates in detail at the end of the hearing. Last thing to let folks know before you testify, I do need to have you introduce yourself for the record by stating and spelling your name, giving us your job title or explaining how you're related to the case, and then I will ask you please to take an oath to tell the truth before you testify. I think that's it. So let me just acknowledge the exhibits I was provided before the hearing so I could prepare. I received a staff report from the Community Planning and Economic Development Department. It will be Exhibit 1 for the record. On the last page of Exhibit 1, I received attachments A through L, and I did review all those documents. Exhibit 1 and its attachments are admitted. With that, we're ready to hear from planning staff. If I could ask the planner please to unmute, state and spell your name, give us your job title, and allow me to swear you in.
Heather Chekovsky, HEATHERTSCHAEKOFSKE. I'm an associate planner and biologist with community planning.
Thank you so much. If I could ask you to raise your hand to take the oath, do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you, and go right ahead.
Great. This is for Project 2023-101-504. This is a permit for shoreline substantial development and conditional use permit for retaining structure. The applicant representative is Bill Halbert with Insight Geologic. The applicant seeks approval of a shoreline substantial development, or SSDP, and conditional use permit, or CUP, for a landslide retaining structure to be installed in the Marine Bluff below the applicant's residence. The retaining structure involves the installation of Geobrug Techo steel mesh system pinned into the Marine Bluff with anchors or soil nails and secured with spike plates where the hillside is currently eroding. The system is meant to slow erosion and stabilize the landslide area. The existing till bluff has failed and damaged existing stairs to the beach. The applicant wants the bluff reinforced with the Techo system to prevent future failures and impact to the house that is approximately 25 feet from the top of slope. Soil nails will be drilled and grouted in place on approximate 6-foot centers. Pullout testing will be conducted to 2x design strength on 10% of the nails. Once testing is complete, high tensile steel mesh will be anchored to the soil nails with steel plates. All work will be conducted using hand-operated equipment. No heavy equipment shall be used. Hydroseeding of the bluff face will be conducted upon completion. See attachments C, D, F, and G. The property is mapped within a marine landslide hazard, rural shoreline of Puget Sound, and 100-year flood zone. Written notice of the public hearing was sent to all property owners within 500 feet of the site, and notice was published in the Olympian on November 17th, 2023, at least 10 days prior to the hearing. See attachment A. The project was determined by staff to be categorically exempt from SEPA review per WAC 197-11-800. There is no significant grading or in-water work involved with the project. The property is zoned rural residential resource, one dwelling unit per 5 acres. Attachment B. The existing permitted residence and the proposed shoreline stabilization are allowed uses within this zoning district. The applicant's property is located within the jurisdiction of the Shoreline Master Program for Thurston Region, or SMPTR. The SMPTR shows this site to be within the rural shoreline environment. Single-family development is permitted subject to compliance with policies and regulations of the Residential Development Chapter of the SMPTR. Surrounding properties also have single-family residences on similar small linear shoreline lots. The Shoreline Management Act currently defines substantial development as any development of which the total cost or fair market value exceeds $8,504, and the retaining structure is not considered a customary accessory use and has a fair market value over $8,504. Therefore, a shoreline substantial development permit is required to be reviewed by the hearing examiner. The total project value for the retaining structure listed in the JARPA application is $118,000. See attachments C and D. A retaining structure separate from a residential structure is not considered a normal appurtenance, and the use, retaining structure, is not a classified use within the SMPTR. Thus, per WAC 173-27-34, a conditional use permit is required. The 100-year flood zone and mapped landslide hazard area on the property are considered critical areas as defined in the Thurston County Critical Areas Ordinance, CAO, Thurston County Code, or TCC Title 24. New stabilization structures are permitted by TCC 24.15. The property contains an existing beach stairway, which shall remain undisturbed. No work is proposed within the documented FEMA flood zone or within or over water. As proposed, the project should have little impact to critical areas. including impacts to vegetation, fish and wildlife resources, and hydrologic and geologic conditions. The property is mapped within a marine landslide hazard area, and slopes are mapped as unstable per Department of Ecology Coastal Atlas shoreline mapping. A geotechnical report dated October 11, 2022, was prepared by Insight Geologic in support of the proposed development that confirms site development will meet geotechnical safety standards, attachments F and G. Geotechnical conditions request that care should be taken during and after construction to maintain good positive drainage from all areas in the slope area. All drainage, roof, and impervious pavement runoff should be collected and contained in non-perforated piping for discharge at the base of the slope. The report was reviewed and accepted by County Geotechnical Staff, Attachment H. The project appears to meet the standards of TCC 24.15.150 for new slope stabilization. Staff finds the project to be consistent with the policy and provisions of the Shoreline Management Act and the Master Program. There will be no structures over 35 feet in height or other structures which would impact views. Staff finds the project to be consistent with the criteria for conditional use permits per WAC 173-27-160. The proposed use is consistent with the policies of RCW 90.58.020. The purpose of the project is to protect and stabilize a landslide-prone slope below an existing residence. The existing home was built in 1979, thus the site has been in a developed state for many decades. Generally speaking, this project should have minimal negative impact. The project creates no new impervious surface and should help to limit large-scale erosion to the adjacent shoreline. Projects of this nature should not be common. It should only be necessary when repairing or preventing landslides. Given that these are relatively uncommon and expensive projects, cumulative impacts should be limited. The proposed retaining structure is located on a private residentially zoned lot, thus shoreline access for the general public is not proposed. No water quality impacts are anticipated resulting from the proposed retaining structure. The project shall be implemented with best management practices for erosion and sediment control, as well as waste management, to avoid and minimize construction impacts to critical areas on and adjacent to the site. The submitted geotechnical analysis provided construction recommendations, attachment G, and the proposal will not result in unmitigated adverse impacts to species of concern. Future landslides on site should be prevented while normal site erosion is maintained. Once stabilization is complete, a common line drain to contain roof downspout runoff will be run to the beach for discharge of collected water. The discharge pipe will be fitted with an energy dissipation device to prevent erosion in the area of discharge. Beach forming processes should not be impacted by the retaining structure. Attachment I. The project does not include any restoration or monitoring plans, as the retaining wall structure is a self-mitigating project for slope stabilization. Bioengineering on a vertical bluff face composed of dense glacial till is not practical and is not being considered, although hydroseeding will be conducted once construction is complete. Attachment I. There should be no impact on aesthetics or scenery from the project. The retaining structure will be embedded into the natural slope with steel mesh system. As proposed and conditioned, the application for shoreline substantial development and conditional use permit is consistent with Thurston County Comprehensive Plan. The Public Health and Social Services Department recommends approval of the application. Attachment J. Staff from Public Works Department closed their review with no comments. The County Geotechnical Reviewer, Mark Beaver, reviewed and accepted the geotechnical report. Attachment H. The Nisqually Indian Tribe commented and requested the applicant consider beach nourishment within the proposal. The applicant responded that the proposed retaining structure would maintain normal erosional processes from rainfall while preventing large-scale landslides. Attachment I. The Nisqually Tribe concurred with this information. Attachment L. The Squaxin Island Tribe also commented and had no concerns. Attachment K. No public comments were received for the hearing or notice of application. Based on prior analysis, the Community Planning and Economic Development Department concludes that the proposed project, when appropriately conditioned, meets Thurston County requirements for shoreline substantial development and conditional use permit upon hearing examiner approval.
Thank you. Just two questions for staff. Ms. Tchaikovsky, can you provide any testimony about how compliance with the geotechnical recommendations will be ensured, overseen?
The project itself requires a building permit application, and in most instances, working within a landslide hazard area, we would request that erosion control be in place prior to any construction activities, and that's usually an issue condition, so they would demonstrate that through photographs or site visit that those practices have been put into place prior to construction.
Okay. Thank you. In your testimony, you explained that after the assuming approvals are ultimately granted through this process and also Department of Ecology, that after the stabilization structure is installed, then the stormwater tight line would be installed. Is that something, will the design and installation of that device or facility also require county oversight?
It's my understanding any kind of stormwater would be reviewed by a development, Arthur Saint or his group. I'm unsure of the timing of when that would be put in place, if that, I'm assuming that goes into place at the same time as the steel mesh system, but I would have to defer to the applicant and their representative on the timing for that.
Okay, great. I will ask the applicants that as well. I actually don't have any other questions for staff. You have representatives both from Environmental Health and Public Works here. Did either of you have information that you think is necessary to bring to my attention for the record? If so, please unmute and let us know. No? Great. Thank you for being here. I don't have questions for you. Let's go to the applicant representatives at this time. Can I ask whoever will testify first to please unmute, state and spell your name. Give me your correct job title or credential, and then let me swear you in.
Very good. My name is William Halbert, WILLIAMHALBERT. I'm a licensed engineering geologist in the state of Washington, and providing consulting and design services to the Daniels for this project.
Mr. Halbert, we're having just a little bit of latency with your testimony, which makes me think we might have bandwidth issues. Could I please ask county staff to stop sharing your video? Because sometimes that makes a big difference. Thank you for that. Let's see if that might help us out. Mr. Halbert, I will ask you to take an oath to tell the truth. If you would raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Great. Sir, I'm ready to hear your testimony if you'd like to make some.
Very well. We've been working on this project for about a year and a half now, moving it through county channels for permitting. I don't have really much to add from what Heather said in her staff report. And basically, I'm open for questions.
Great. I do have a couple of questions. Can you help me understand? The staff report noted that, and I think also your geotech report noted, that the facility, the shoreline stabilization device or materials would be installed using hand equipment and not heavy equipment. How do you install a 16-foot long anchor into a bluff face? How does that happen?
The contractor that I use for this project is based out of Tacoma. They're called Terra Firma Drilling. They have people on ropes, literally dangling on the bluff doing this work. Okay. We did recently do a project up in Tacoma where they erected scaffolding because the slope was so steep. But it's he has the installation system dialed in for this. So to drill the horizontal holes for the anchor, he has a kind of a tripod mounted hydraulically driven auger drill that gets anchored to the slope, and they drill the hole, then slide the soil nail in, which is a 2-inch pipe, if you will, and then grout is injected through the center of that, and until it comes out at the face of the bluff, and that's allowed to cure. Then we do a pull test on it to, as Heather said, twice the design rating to make sure it doesn't move. And once that's done, this high tensile steel mesh, which I actually have a piece here.
Oh, cool.
Kind of looks like cyclone fencing. Do you want me to show it again? Did you see that?
Sure. Please show it again.
This is a manufacturer's sample with a new product, which is a plastic. Just plastic. We'll probably not use that, but this is the mesh that gets anchored to the slope.
Okay.
And then we are negotiating with Mr. Rubert of the county regarding the flood elevation. The system will not be designed below an elevation of 21 feet, so we don't intrude or encroach on the flood area.
Great. Thank you for that. Sir, will Insight Geologic be designing and installing the storm drainage tight line that's been recommended, or will that be done by another contractor?
That will be done by another contractor. I believe the original slope failure was caused by, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, but there were no tight lines for the rain gutters and downspout system for the house. So the water just drained next to the house, made its way to the bluff, and during a heavy rainstorm a couple of years ago, caused the failure of the top of the bluff. So we've corrected that with a temporary stormwater collection system, and that will be, once the retention system is installed, that will be finalized. And so that'll consist of a pipe that will get anchored probably to the mesh on its way down to the beach.
Thank you for that. I was also going to ask if I could have some testimony, and this might be from the applicant, regarding whatever erosion or landslide activity prompted this proposal, just so that I have more background for the record. Sir, did you want to introduce yourself and be sworn in so you could tell me about that?
Sure. Hi, my name is Tom Daniels, Thomas Daniels. I'm the applicant and property owner.
Great, sir. If I could swear you in, do you swear or affirm your testimony today will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Mr. Daniels, tell me what happened that made you pursue this $118,000 stabilization system.
Yeah, believe me, it's the last thing we'd like to do. I think we bought the property. The property's been in our family for, you know, since the 40s. As you have heard, the home was built by my father-in-law in the 70s, and we purchased it from the estate. And everything was fine. And then in the last 4 or 5 years, we started to notice that the slope was failing. And it just happened to be where our stairs are. And it took out, the first time it failed, it took out our stairs. And we had to reconstruct the stairs, and we're just very concerned about the long-term viability of the slope and eventually impacting our home. And, you know, we'd like to keep our property in the family and pass it on to the next generation. And we don't want to burden them with this challenge that we have with the slope. And so we just like to take care of it. We did our research, and as Bill mentioned, it's water coming from the surface, not from the sound, which is a little bit of a discovery for us. We thought it was coming from, you know, from the ocean and from the sound, but it's really the one runoff from our roof. And we've since put gutters into our roof line and directed the water down to the beach per Mr. Halbert's recommendations. So this is the final piece that we believe can take care of our slope stabilization project and, you know, preserve the property for generations to come.
Thank you so much. Did you both or either or both of you have a chance to review the recommended conditions of approval? And did you have questions or concerns about any of them?
Not for me.
I have reviewed. I have no questions. It all makes sense.
Great. I don't have anything else. Anything else you want to state for the record?
Nothing for me.
Thank you very much, Examiner Rice.
Let me check in with Ms. Katie. I think we have somebody in the meeting who might want to provide testimony.
I do see a member of the public, Megan Hillier. If you would like to testify, you'll get a prompt asking you to rejoin the webinar as a panelist. And Ms. Hillier has declined that prompt to be promoted.
Great. So no public comment. This is my last call for comments. If there is anything further from county staff, please unmute and let us know.
Nothing further.
Thank you very much. Last call for comments from the applicants. Anything else for the record?
Not for me.
All right.
Not for me. Great. Thank you.
Thanks so much, everybody. I will go ahead and close the record, except as I said, for that post hearing comment. I understand we are unlikely to get any comment. I just treat all of the applications the same. So the record, we didn't identify any other documents. The record is held open for 2 business days for post hearing public comment from folks who tried to participate but had technology problems. That means the record is held open through November 30th. And it is only held open for post hearing written public comment. If we get none, the record will close on the 30th and the 10 business day decision deadline becomes December 14th. If we do receive post-hearing public comments, hopefully it would go either to Ms. Tchaikovsky or Ms. Katie. They would forward it to the applicant representatives immediately. It would be included in the record. And I would ask please for responses both from CPED, Ms. Tchaikovsky, and also from applicants. And you would also have 2 business days. That means your responses to post-hearing comment would be due December 4, and that results in a decision deadline of December 18. I will be sending that schedule in writing to Ms. Katie immediately after this hearing so she can forward it to you, so you have it in writing for me, and it will be posted online to apprise members of the public who had technology problems of their opportunity. Don't expect any, but again, we'll just handle this the same as everything else. Thanks very much, everybody, for your work on this matter, and I look forward to issuing you a timely decision by either one of those appropriate deadlines.
Thank you.